Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. And as we think on these things, open our hearts and minds to hear your word to us. Amen. Are you a seeker? I know I am. I'm always seeking information, new points of view, justice, and peace. I'm always looking for that chocolate chip cookie with the critical mass of chocolate chips. And overall, I would say that I've found much of what I've been looking for in my life. But what are you seeking? The people in today's gospel, Andrew and his friend, may have been seeking the Messiah, or someone to relieve them and their nation from the oppressive boot of the Roman Empire. Just as people are seeking relief from what oppresses them today. In today's gospel, John the Baptist had baptized Jesus the day before in the River Jordan. He's reiterating some of the miraculous things that had happened. I'm sure you've heard the story. The sky's open, dove comes down, big voice of God from heaven. But John, again, testifies to what had happened and to whom Jesus is. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself do not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptized with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." So impressed by what his statements were, when he says, "Here comes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," Andrew and his friend just stops everything and goes and follows Jesus. They want to see for themselves. I can imagine that the two of them being starstruck and more than a little curious, saying to themselves, "Hey, Andrew, go talk to him." "No way, you go talk to him." And then Jesus turns around and asks, "What are you looking for?" They answer his question with a question, I assume because it's the first thing that popped into their mind, "Where are you staying?" And Jesus simply says, "Come and see." No coercion, no threats, no intimidation, no promises of salvation, no miracle cures, no set of steak knives, just an invitation to come and see. Just come and see, forget your perceived notions, and come and see what life in a community where you are welcomed and loved. Andrew, so impressed by what he had seen that day, he runs home and tells his brother Simon. "I found the Messiah," he says. They both go back to see Jesus, and the Lord just looks at him and says, You are Simon, son of John. You shall be called Cephas, or Peter." Wow, that's one heck of a gospel. There's plenty of theological material in it for a sermon. I could talk about the theological implications of the phrase, "the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world," and its implications on salvation, or why the word rabbi is introduced here, and even possibly why the meaning of "where you are staying" in some translations, "where are you abiding" or "dwell." All could be basis for very powerful sermons, but today I want to talk about two simple phrases. What are you looking for? And come and see. Come and see what, though? No promises, just a simple, open, friendly invitation to come and see. This standing invitation is open today to all of us to come and see. To those who are new to this denomination, as I am, come and see how it feels to worship in a wonderful tradition and yet a progressive place. Come and see a place where people care more about the world outside beyond these four walls. Come and see God's work today. Come and see these people, this church that works for refugees, the homeless, the hungry, the imprisoned, the sick. come and see that you're not alone. Find out that the secret strength of this community is the Holy Spirit that uplifts us all. To the people of Holy Comforter that have been here for years, you know that it's more to be concerned about what is right and true, no matter the consequences. I saw on Facebook last night many of you at the march and monument. The young and the old, praying, loving, singing, to quote my friend David. I can only imagine all of you in the 60s and 70s doing exactly what you did yesterday. The cool thing is, I saw the young ones doing it too. And for that, I am very proud of you all. Holy Comforter may be a progressive community. However, it is securely based upon the traditions, love, and respect for all. Holy Comforter is not only a comforting to those who feel alone, but it empowers all of us to stand up and provide support, friendship, and protection to others. All that we do as Episcopalians and Christians are a simple manifestation of God's love for us all. We can become His hands and feet on earth. I have been praying and reflecting on what would Jesus do in these crazy times? What would Jesus do to show His love for those who are so afraid that their life and liberty may soon change? How could He, in good conscience, not stand up and say, "Not on my watch"? If I truly want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, what can I do? Well, for me, the answer was simple. Next week, I will be in Washington, D.C., standing with my fellow deacons, my daughter, and thousands of other men and women on the march in Washington. Now, I can tell you, this is not something that I would have ever done in the past. There's a certain danger of being a seeker. It can lead you to places that are unfamiliar and uncomfortable. However, when you see what is true, you cannot unsee it. Just as Andrew could not unsee that Jesus was the Messiah, or that He was the world's salvation. Perhaps Jesus was not the idea of salvation Andrew had been looking for, but he could not deny the truth that was compelling him to act on. As I said, marching in Washington is not something that I would ever do. Nevertheless, my seeking to be the best person that I can be, to be the best deacon that I can be, has led me to this place. And I really have no choice but to stand with those men and women to say that I will do all that I can do to protect my brothers and sisters. I will not stand by and let regressive laws be enacted. I will pray for the president-elect that the God's grace may lead him down a path of righteousness. I will pray that hatred, fear, and partisanship will be replaced with respect and unity and peace that will bring our country back on a path that is one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, I know that sounds very patriotic, but that's just how I was brought up. My seeking has brought me to a place where I have no choice but to stand up for the women in my life, for the Muslim family members in my life, for all people of color and nationalities, for my LGBT friends. My seeking has brought me to the truth that if I do nothing, I will be a co-conspirator to the pain and suffering of our country. To the seekers, the invitation stands open to you. Come and see. This place welcomes you, makes you whole, and uplifts you. To those who have been in this place for a while, never stop seeking. The Holy Comforter will help you find whatever you're looking for. And if on the way you find someone who seems lost, ask him or her, "What are you looking for?" And invite them to come and see. Amen.